I'd like to present Olivia Mosley. Olivia is a technical advisor for instructional design at Pathfinder International's headquarters here in Watertown, Massachusetts, in the Boston area. She has been at Pathfinder for 3 years, developing instructional materials, tools, and job aids to support the implementation of sexual and reproductive health programs around the world. Prior to joining Pathfinder, Olivia worked as writer and editor in Egypt for organizations including WHO, UNICEF, and UNESCO. She holds a master's degree in Arab Studies from Georgetown University.
All right, good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here. So as noted, I work for Pathfinder International, and a big part of our work is local capacity development or capacity building of local organizations. And I just want to spend a few minutes here today and talk to you about one aspect of our capacity building work. As I'm sure many of you know, increasingly international NGOs are working through local community-based organizations. And in addition, global funding trends are moving in the direction of direct funding to local organizations rather than subgranting through international NGOs like Pathfinder. Now, the benefits to this kind of work are many, you know, in terms of factors like projects' long-term sustainability and local acceptance. But I'm actually not going to talk about the benefits. Here today, I'm going to talk more about the challenges. Now, Pathfinder has decades of experience implementing sexual and reproductive health projects by partnering with, subgranting to, and providing technical assistance to local organizations and nascent NGOs in Africa, South Asia, the Middle East, and Latin America and the Caribbean. And in the course of our work, we've really developed a better understanding of some of these challenges, and in recent years have devise some new ways of addressing the challenges. In terms of the challenges that I'm speaking about today, many of the community-based organizations, the CBOs that we work with, are young, small, underfunded, understaffed, or staffed predominantly or even entirely by volunteers, which can lead to really high rates of staff turnover. And in addition to that, they're often lacking in experience and expertise when it comes to the basics of organizational management and project management. Now, of course, there are a host of excellent in-depth resources, guides, and curricula that address these issues. But what my colleagues and I have found in our work is that often these existing materials are pretty inaccessible to the kinds of community-based organizations we're working with because they assume a greater level of technical expertise and experience and resources than the organizations actually possess. And using these comprehensive materials can require more in terms of time and funds than the organizations have. So what we've seen is that without accessible resources and unable to take advantage of the existing resources, we've seen that a lot of the organizations continue with project implementation with really very little in terms of concrete support. Pathfinder's response to this particular problem has been to go straight to the point, so to speak. We, in 2010, began developing a new series of capacity building tools, which we named the Straight to the Point series. And the Straight to the Point tools are clear, concise, and practical capacity building tools that address a large range of topics related to organizational management, program and activity design, implementation, and assessment. What they really seek to do is to break these complex processes and ideas down into manageable, sort of bite-sized pieces. I want to be really clear that these tools that we're developing are not meant to be replacements for comprehensive, in-depth guidance. They're really just a way of improving projects or launching new activities, developing organizational capacity in a more sort of, in an easier and more direct way. The series really takes a pragmatic approach to developing and designing tools that people will actually use. Because they are relatively simple, digestible, and not time-consuming to complete. So So I'll just run through a few of the key characteristics of the Straight to the Point tools. They are short, simple, and written in non-technical language. The tools are usually about 2 to 8 pages long, and they go through many layers of editing and simplification to try to avoid using unnecessarily complicated technical or high register language. The tools are not text heavy or theoretical. We really try to limit the explanatory sections of the tools to a minimum and to keep them as practical and applicable as possible. And they are also action-oriented or task-based. The tools lead the users through a particular exercise or activity and are often in worksheet form. So these characteristics can really be seen as guiding principles, and as is often the case with guiding principles, it's not always easy to stay true to them. I think you can imagine how tough it is to get a bunch of public health professionals to abandon insider lingo and technical terminology and boil something as complex as evaluating a behavior change intervention down to a couple of paragraphs and a checklist. But I think that we're really getting better and better at it, and with sort of each new tool and each new opportunity to field test, we're getting better at paring things down, at keeping ideas actionable, at keeping it straight to the point. So up on this slide, I just have an example of one of our tools. It's a simple two-pager for evaluating the appropriateness and quality of a piece of IEC, information education and communication material. So the first page is just some basic background information and guidance on how to use the tool, and the second page, as you see, is a short checklist. And we have a similar tool for two-pager for evaluating a behavior change activity. So in terms of how we've used the Straight to the Point tools in the field thus far, a 2011 grant from the Positive Action for Children Fund, PACF, to provide technical assistance to about a dozen community-based organizations in Tanzania and Uganda, and then later also Nigeria, really gave us a great opportunity to further refine the straight-to-the-point approach and to add new tools and topics to the series. Pathfinder staff have also used the straight-to-the-point tools in Angola, the DRC, Mozambique, Burundi, Botswana, and Kenya. And so in terms of how we use them, Pathfinder trainers and project managers and technical advisors really just use the tools to meet these CBO's most basic needs. The idea is that the tools can be used to help build a solid foundation. And then once that foundation is established, Pathfinder staff add additional supplemental materials that may go more in-depth or sort of are more tailored to that specific context that they're working in. Really, they're using the Straight to the Point tools to get the community-based organization started on the right track. But I also want to note that they're really quite flexible tools that can be used in a variety of ways and in a variety of settings. Sometimes we use them really as the backbone for a dedicated training, but they could also be bundled into existing trainings paired with other resources. We've also used them in on-the-job training and during supportive supervision. And they're really also accessible enough that community-based organization staff can often use them with very little in terms of external support. So to date, we have finalized and available on our website tools that address advocacy, behavior change, project implementation, and accounting. We've also been able to translate a number of them into Portuguese and French. We have in the works a bunch more, some on governance, working with boards of directors, prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, community-based counseling, communities of practice, and a bunch of other topics. I have just on this page, on this slide here, the front pages from 4 of the tools as an example. Now, the front page of the tool is always the most text-heavy part. The rest of it tends to be more sort of worksheet or checklist-based. So I want you to know that they are all easily downloadable from Pathfinder's website, and they're designed to be printable from a desktop printer, so they're very low cost in terms of production. So, and they are intended for global use. They are not project-specific or country-specific, and could easily be adapted to meet local needs. So I'd really encourage you to use them and share them. And if you have ideas for us and more venues that we can share them in, I'd love to hear about it. We'd also really love feedback on the tools, the existing tools, and ideas for new tools that could be developed. And always looking for new opportunities for collaboration. So just as I close, I'd like to take one moment to thank the Positive Action for Children Fund for their support, and the Pathfinder field staff, especially those in Mozambique, Uganda, and Tanzania, who really did the heavy lifting and the legwork in terms of field testing these tools, and of course the staff of the community-based organizations that we work with. And thank you all for your kind attention.